And now, look at the latest local news on WIBD. One driver remains at large following a two-vehicle high-speed chase that ended in Washington County early Saturday morning. At just before 12:30 Saturday morning, the State Patrol contacted Washington County with a report of two vehicles speeding south on I-41 at more than 100 miles an hour. A deputy spotted the vehicles on I-41 near Highway 33 in the town of Addison and attempted to stop the vehicles. Instead, they sped up and a pursuit was initiated. During the 20-mile pursuit, speeds reached more than 115 miles an hour. Both vehicles were damaged in a residential area near the intersection of Highway 33 and 175. One vehicle became disabled in that area, and after a brief foot chase, the driver, a 19-year-old Nina man, was taken into custody. The second vehicle finally became disabled in a field on County D near Highway 141 in the town of Wayne. An 18-year-old Nina woman who was a passenger in that car was taken into custody. However, the driver got away. The 19-year-old was treated for injuries from the accident that damaged his vehicle, then taken to the Washington County Jail. He faces multiple felony charges and is currently on probation for an armed robbery conviction. Turns out both vehicles were reported stolen from Winnebago County. The investigation continues. A fire that started with burning trash in a burn barrel early Friday afternoon spread and caused nearly $10,000 damage in the town of Barton. Washington County authorities say an employee of Blue Leasing on Sleepy Hollow Road was burning trash and placed a combustible lid on the burn barrel. Fire spread to nearby scrap equipment and material and a semi-tractor sleeper on the property, then burned 2 to 3 acres of grass up to the shoulder of the on-ramp to Highway 45 from County D. The DNR says fire danger is high in the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin, and extra caution should be taken. A number of other grass fires have been reported in the last several days, including a fire at Riverside Park in West Bend that damaged some vegetation in an area along the Milwaukee River. Preparations for the trial of retired Slinger band director David Hanke continue in Washington County Court. In court Friday afternoon, the prosecution and defense continued discussing potential witnesses and procedures. The 67-year-old Hanke is accused of having sexual contact with a teenage student in 2000 when he allegedly invited the underage girl to his home. Hanke was arrested in December of 2016, and not long after, a number of other former students came forward with allegations of inappropriate behavior. Judge James Puros ruled that three of those women will be able to testify at Hanke's trial. Hanke is charged with a single count of sexual assault of a student by school staff. If convicted, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Hanke's week-long jury trial is scheduled to start April 23rd. The next court hearing on the case is scheduled for April 18th.